It usually takes me a few days to realize something has changed. There's a subtle difference in the daily sounds of the neighborhood. Different voices, another kind of laughter or conversation. Even the traffic on the streets around town is different. No more afternoon madness as young drivers and carpool mothers crowd the streets. Neighborhood swimming pools open and squeals and laughter ring out. Middle school kids roam in packs at the parks and around the ice cream shop, and teenagers sprawl on the grass or walk hand in hand at the mall. Slowly, I make the connection. School is out. Summer is finally here. When my children were small, we celebrated the last day of school. We lived across the street from their elementary school and held an ice cream Sunday party in our front yard on the last day of each year. Dozens of kids dropped by on their way home, backpacks bulging with folders of work and the broken crayons, eraserless pencils, and bent and tattered notebooks they'd cleaned out of their desks. After we moved to Spokane, we took the last day party to the Garland District, crowding around the little tables at Mary Lou's Milk Bottle for cheeseburgers and milkshakes with their best friends. My Suburban had seatbelts for 9, and every seat was full. They celebrated release and freedom from classrooms and demanding teachers and looked forward to summer camp and sleepovers with friends. I celebrated not having to make peanut butter sandwiches and the twice-a-day carpool deadline, even as I sighed over the loss of a quiet house and months of toys strewn on the floor and wet towels dropped here and there. But still, even though I haven't been tied to an academic calendar for several years since the baby of the family left for college, I still respond to the idea of summer break. It may take a day or two to catch on, but when I do, I'm aware of the change in the atmosphere. Things are lighter, less stressed. Everyone is focused on fun and getting the most out of each long day. We moved a couple of weeks ago, and even as I adjusted to the rhythm of my new neighborhood, I felt a shift. One day, two little girls I'd never noticed before spent hours riding up and down the sidewalk on their bicycles, calling out, "Pretend like," and "Watch this," reminding me of my own children at that age. I watched them for a few minutes and then closed the door, picked up my keys and my purse, and got into my car. I suddenly felt the need to celebrate, to mark the season in an appropriate way. So I drove across the river and up the North Hill to the historic little building shaped like a bottle of milk. I sat down by the window, and when my order came, I tucked into my hot-off-the-grill cheeseburger, and I toasted the tradition of summer break with a tall strawberry shake. Cheers!